Commandment number 6. Keep it all in the family whenever possible. A few years ago, my wife and I took an 11-day trip to China. We paid a lot of money for the trip, which consisted of tour guides and lots of fancy hotels. We traveled to a large number of cities all throughout the country. During the trip, I noticed that in every city we visited, we would make stops at places that I wouldn't normally expect to be on a tour schedule. For example, the guides seemed to strongly believe that we would be deeply interested in going to the factory that makes fake images of the famous terracotta warriors. Not the real warriors, the fake ones. So before we had a chance to see the real terracotta warriors created thousands of years ago, we were forced to stop by a factory that made the fake ones. It didn't take long for me to realize that I was being put into yet another sales machine similar to the others that we'd been exposed to during every single leg of our trip. Literally every city we went to, our tour guides, without asking us, would take us to places where their friends and business partners were selling products. When we walked in the door, they were always waiting for us and would give us a hard sell every second we were inside the building. In fact, I got to the point where I had to sneak peeks at items I found interesting because the sale clerks were literally following my eyes the entire time I was there. If they caught me looking at something, even out of curiosity, I would immediately be met with, "Would you like to try this on?" Or, "How many would you like? We can ship this for you." Let's be honest. This really pissed me off. Eventually, I protested, telling them that I didn't pay all this money for the tour to be taken on a gigantic shopping spree. Then, they sprung something on me that hit me like a ton of bricks. In the contract we signed, there was a clause stating that we must join them on every stop of the tour or we would be removed from the tour altogether. So I have to say that this form of economic gangsterism was highly offensive and made me uncomfortable. But while I was annoyed as hell and will never sign a deal like that again, I actually admired the intentionality of the people who worked so hard to ensure that they were able to share economic value with their friends, family, and associates. Here's the deal. The Chinese businessmen who put together that tour had a Powernomics plan to ensure that everyone was able to benefit from the presence of rich American tourists. They'd made business deals and partnerships with others in their community to ensure that there was a wealth transfer that worked in their favor. I admit that I felt they pushed a little too hard to get what they wanted. In fact, I don't plan to use that tour company ever again, so I cannot say I recommend doing exactly what they did. On the other hand, I can say that they were able to get a ton of money out of my wife and me, and for that, I commend their efforts. The world is gang-affiliated. One of my father's favorite movies is The Godfather. The film features several Italian families battling for wealth and territory. There's a lot of violence in the film series, and the stories are intriguing. The mafia exists in the real world, of course, starting in Italy. But beyond the Italian gangs, there are also gangs of other ethnicities. Nigerian, Puerto Rican, Jewish, Chinese, you name it. Many of these gangs are rooted in family. In fact, you'll often hear a kid say that the gang was the family he never had. Family matters above everything, and there are codes of conduct one must swear to in order to be affiliated. The thing I noticed long ago is that the entire world is gang-affiliated. Beyond street gangs, there are other groups that exist all throughout the world. Religious orders, massive corporations, the European Economic Union, NAFTA, the local police department, and the list goes on and on. Gangs are everywhere. Most gangs are formed for survival and protection. Also, the unity of the gang typically involves a process of conflict resolution, as well as a set of laws or codes all gang members must follow. If you are not part of any gang, you may be exploited by those who have the power of the gang behind them. If I live in a neighborhood filled with Crips and Bloods, I might end up being bullied by both groups –